I discovered Next Door Neighborhood app, and that's an amazing app. Everybody should be on it if they live in a neighborhood. So I got on that neighborhood app and I posted my needs for my special child. And we found a young lady that just lives next door, or well, the street over. That's how I found her, is through that app.
Hey there, I'm Sandy Deppish, and this is the Embrace the Blessing podcast. Each week, I talk with a parent who has a child with a disability. They share their biggest challenge, their greatest joy, and their hopes and dreams for the future. You'll learn about resources available to you and discover helpful hints and tips. If you want to be inspired and encouraged, stick around. Let's walk the road less traveled together. So much for being here today. I greatly appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to share your wisdom with us. One of the questions I've had a lot of parents talk to me about is finding care. So before we get to that question, what I would like you to do is introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you and your family.
Okay, I'm Frieda Basham. I'm the grandmother of Heather Jo Thomas. We've had her 22 years. We got her when she was four. She is our biological daughter's daughter. She has cerebral palsy and seizure disorder and several things. She's wheelchair, nonverbal, but she's knowledgeable. She understands things and very active.
She just did something really amazing.
She did do something amazing. She won Texas Miss Amazing, the Miss Division. And we are going to nationals at the end of July.
That is phenomenal. Congratulations. For those who don't know what that is, tell us a little bit about that. I'm sidetracking, but it's fascinating to me.
It's a pageant that is all over. I'm not real knowledgeable because this is our first year doing it. A friend of ours has done it several years, but it is a pageant, and it is to empower our special needs young ladies to know that they are amazing. They can do beyond their disabilities, and they have many abilities to go beyond. They have talents, they do community service, and they are awarded for those things. They give community service awards, they do talent shows, and then they're judged. It's not like a regular pageant where everybody wins. They're all winners, but they are judged by their talent and their abilities. And then they get to go to nationals and they're judged there. So it's our first time. So we're excited to see what all goes on. And and hopefully
congratulations.
We win. But if we don't win, it is still an amazing time that we're looking forward to.
Yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations. What an accomplishment.
Thank you.
What a thrill to be a part of all of that.
It is a thrill to be a part of it. And we look forward to continuing this and inviting other young ladies. I'm not sure the age limit, but I know that it goes beyond. It goes to 30. But to invite other young ladies to participate in this, it's several states. There's 150 young ladies going to Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, the end of July to participate in this. So invite other young ladies to participate in the Texas Miss Amazing pageant. It's amazing. Just do it and you will love it.
That is fantastic. Yeah, I'll put that in the show notes. I love that. So the purpose of today's talk is to help other parents who have a loved one with a disability, and that ranges all different ability levels and support needs, in helping them find care for their loved ones. So I know that sometimes that is a real big challenge because basically you're entrusting your loved one with somebody while you leave the house to take complete care of them. And that's, you have to have a lot of confidence and a lot of trust that somebody is going to do an amazing job. So can you tell us a little bit about how you found caregivers and what that process looked like?
Well, at first I started with care.com. I did that several years ago, and we were fortunate to find a young lady. She had a special needs son, And she was with us a few years, and then her husband got transferred to Tyler. So we were sad to lose her. And so Kara.com is an avenue to pursue. But then we went several years without someone. And that's hard because you are so person to take care of your child, your young adult. And that's a 24/7 job. When we moved to our neighborhood, because we lived rural, so we didn't have a neighborhood, so to speak. So we moved to this neighborhood 3 years ago, and I discovered Next Door Neighborhood app, and that's an amazing app. Everybody should be on it if they live in a neighborhood. So I got on that neighborhood app, and I posted my needs for my special child, and we found a young lady that just lives next door, or well, the street over. That's how I found her, is through that app.
You know, I've heard other people talk about the Next Door app, but I'm thinking for purchasing goods and services. I never thought about it for finding care.
Well, I didn't either, but I was desperate. I mean, yeah. We have someone that we've had over 2 years now through another friend that she found through her church, and we were fortunate that she shared her with us, mm-hmm. But she doesn't do it every weekend. And we were looking for someone for every weekend. So I thought, I posted on there when we lost our puppy. I posted on there when I was looking for electricity service, you know, providers who you use. And I thought, well, why not use that for that and see what we get. And not only did I find me someone, I found someone else in the neighborhood who has an autistic son, found her someone that she's been looking for quite some time and asking me, do you know anybody? Have you found someone? And we were fortunate enough that both of us found young ladies in the neighborhood that were looking to work with special needs people because they are going to college, continuing their education in that field.
Yeah, I think oftentimes the struggle is, where are these people? We know they're out there, you know, and I've heard some people suggest looking at local colleges because there are students who need either volunteer hours or they need credit hours for whatever, volunteering. And sometimes that's a really good source, but just looking in the neighborhood app, then that way they're close by. So after you found some people, did you go through a whole interview process with them? Did they shadow you? What did that look like?
Yes. When I contacted them on the ad, I did put a limited what I needed. And then I asked them to contact me for, you know, what I needed. And so then they came over and they met Heather Jo first to see if they were compatible. Mm-hmm. And then we sat down and we visited, and I explained all her needs and what I expected, and then what they expected from me. And so that was the first interview. And then the second interview was letting her kind of dealing with Heather on a one-to-one basis to see if she actually really, you know, could work with Heather and Heather could work with her. And then it just went from there. It's not really an interview. You just have to see if they can get along together, if they bond. And that's what it's all about, is if they have a bonding.
Mm-hmm. With Heather being nonverbal, is she able to communicate to you whether she approves of a person that's going to be working with her or she's not so thrilled with them? How do you know?
Yes, she communicates by gestures, by facial features, and she has a power chair, so she'll just leave the room, basically, you know, if she's not liking the situation that's going on. So yeah, she communicates by different ways, and I think all of our young people communicate in some way or another, whether they're happy with what situation is going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know in our case, our son's nonverbal, and we've had people come in the house, and It's just the minute they walk in the door, some of them, he'll grab their hand and take them right to his room, which is like, hey, I'm good with you. Let's go. You're my person. Other people, he'll walk away. So they definitely can tell who has a heart, I think, for and lots of compassion for them. You know, yes. It's very evident.
They know their heart. I really do. I think they know their heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So have you had, other than the one who had to move away, unfortunate, that's always heartbreaking when you have a great person and then their situation changes. But other than that, have you had any issues retaining caregivers? Have there been any communication problems, any issues with your expectations or their expectations as you've gone through the process?
I haven't. I've been fortunate with all of our caregivers that we've used. You know, they've been wonderful people. I think because I trust Heather's decisions, because she picks them. I mean, we've interviewed. We don't just pick the first one. I mean, when we used care.com, we interviewed several people and Heather picks them. I use her judgment and I let her pick them. We didn't have to get rid of, as you might say, someone.
Okay, good. Retention, I think, is the key. We've had a lot of our caregivers for 4 and 5 years, and they become like family. They truly do.
Yeah, they do. And like you said, they are family because they are in your home. They're with your child or young adult on a regular basis if you use them often. Mm-hmm. And Heather Jo, she doesn't like change. She doesn't adapt well to change. And so I try to pick someone or use someone that I know that's going to be permanent. And that's the first thing I ask them when I start interviewing them. Are you looking for a long-term position? And because I explain to them, Heather doesn't do well with change. And I need someone that is ready to invest their time and their efforts and their love in my child like I do.
Right. Yeah. I think that's a really good point. Thank you for bringing that up, because I think oftentimes we are in such a state, maybe we're not sleeping or maybe we're not getting to do some of the things that we need to do. So we want someone to come in and give us some relief. And it's just, if this person's available and they're going to fit the bill, this is a good fit for our family. But you have to think long term, because it's a big process to go through to get someone who works well with your son or daughter. And then to realize after maybe a few months that they really had other things on the back burner and now they're going to be moving on, you're starting that process all over again. And you don't want to have to do that. So thanks for bringing that up. That was really important.
Yeah. And you're right, Sandy. We are so stressed out. We're looking for the first person that can give us some relief. And we really need to look long term.
Right. Yeah. I'm so glad you said that. Thank you so much. Any last tips you might have? Anything else you can think of that would be besides Next Door? Is it called Next Door Neighbor?
It is. It's called Next Door. And if you live in a neighborhood, it's an app. You mm-hmm. can find it in any neighborhood. And you can expand it to, you can use it in your direct neighborhood. Like we live in Lakewood, and that's our neighborhood. Or you can expand to like 20 miles or 15 miles or whatever to include your direct surrounding neighborhood.
Okay. Excellent advice. Thank you so much for sharing that. I hadn't heard of that one for care before. So we'll keep that in mind and share that with others. Greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Here are the takeaways from today's show. Number one, it's a 24/7 job taking care of your child or young adult with a disability. Finding caregivers to provide a break when you need one is so important. Two, place an ad in the Nextdoor app to see if there is anyone in your area who would be qualified and available. Three, after you screen an applicant, invite them over to meet your child or young adult. You need to see if they can get along together, if they bond. Four, I think all of our young people communicate in some way or another, whether they're happy with whatever situation is going on. Five, caregivers become like family. They're in your home and with your child on a regular basis if you use them often. Six, the first thing I ask when I interview someone is, are you looking for a long-term position? I need someone who's ready to invest their time and their efforts and their love in my child like I do. 7. You have to think long term because it's a big process to go through to get someone who works well with your son or daughter. We're so stressed out. We're looking for the first person who can give us some relief, and we really need to look long term. Thanks for listening to the Embrace the Blessing podcast. Visit embracetheblessing.com/podcast for show notes and links to any resources mentioned. If this has been beneficial to you, please share it with a friend or post it on your social media pages. Join me next Wednesday for more inspiring stories from people just like you.